Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
5-3-1-0.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Goal. Would you stop talking so I can enjoy this peaceful game?
How peaceful can it be hacking it up all day, bud? You suck.
You're terrible.
Look, the geese.
Gooses!
They're just pheasants with better marketing.
You have a problem with a can of gooses. You got a problem with me, and I suggest you let that one marinate.
And most people don't know this, but Canada Gooses were the deciding factor in the 1995 Quebec referendum. They kept this country together.
That's not true! The geese...
Gooses!
I will call off the oiling of the goose eggs, all right? If you will leave this golf course and let the members of the Letterkenny Great Captain Creek Whistle Ridge Golf and Country Club play this game in peace!
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Never mess with Canada Gooses. I'll tell you that one.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
I mean, I do have a problem with Canada Gooses, but I don't take it up with them. Because no. Have you ever been chased by a Canada Goose?
No, but as a child, I was... This is one of the most hilarious, like, child... I just remember this story so vividly. My father, Bulldog, one day came back from taking a run when he used to run still. Now he's a biker. He was running through Forest Lawn Cemetery and was terrorized by a goose. For I'm not kidding. I've never seen him so shaken up. It was really incredible. He was getting dive bombed. He thought he was going to get taken out by a goose.
And obviously, like, Bulldog is a fixture here. Like, right. But like, if you've ever met him, like, Owen's tall. Bulldog is,
he's a big dude.
Yeah, and like, I'm pretty sure, like Jen Alpha says, the 6'7 thing. I'm pretty sure that's just his height. But yeah, to have him terrorized by a goose and knowing that he didn't like that, yeah, that's the tenacity of what a goose can do to you. So ready, Bulldog at his size and stature being terrorized by a goose. I was a child, being chased by four of them.
Nightmare.
Yeah,
nightmare.
No. That one turned me into. There was one standing outside of a pizza place.
Oh, no.
And
you know they're hungry. They're outside the pizza place. They got the pizza fumes. It's like catnip.
It was the last game of the Sabres season. So for the Sabres Radio Network, I went to go acquire the pizza.
Right.
Because I didn't have any further duty for the rest of the day. I'm there to hang out.
You're pizza guy.
I'm pizza.
Coffee
I'm like,
guy, pizza guy.
I'm like, I'll go and get it.
Right.
The goose is standing out there. I did not leave for 10 minutes. Oof. With the food.
I believe it. Cold pizza is better than laying in the street after being taken out by a flying behemoth.
You know that, like, that question of, like, would you rather, and, like, one of the answers is, every time you open the door, you're attacked by a chicken? I almost turned that into, when I close the door, I'm attacked by a goose.
Yes.
No to the infinite degree.
Yeah, never. Never.
By the way, that voice is Owen Parker. If you hadn't noticed, he'd mentioned Bulldog in there as well. Derek Kramer, Owen Parker here with you. Evan's on the board. Great job bringing back horror stories, I guess, of geese and what they can do to a man's psyche. So there's that. So yeah, no, that was me and a friend. We were done with like little league football practice, and we're just being chased off. But like we strayed one step too far, right. And four geese territory, Canadian geese too. Like oh, yeah. You know that they made a game called Untitled Goose Game. And the reason is, first of all, it's a great time. If you ever want to play something absolutely nonsensical,
sounds like the goat simulator game to me.
It's just about causing chaos as a goose, which is absolutely the right way to go about it. But that's how geese are.
It is indeed. I'm looking at this game right now.
This
is ridiculous. That's not a Canada goose though.
That's a normal goose. You
know, one of those pretty geese, as they say.
Yeah. The prettier geese, not the ones that are, Canadian assault turkeys.
Right. That's good. I like that. Canadian assault turkeys. They can fly, though.
Yeah.
Turkeys can't do that.
Yeah. That's why they're assault turkeys.
Yeah, right.
There's a difference.
Oh, man.
All right. So now that we got that warm-up out of the way, talking about geese, one thing that is potentially just as ferocious but not nearly as terrifying for you personally is the New England Patriots atop the AFC East. Also bad. Not chasing you if you step too close to them. Maybe they are. I don't know. Boston fans are a different level. But, yeah, here we are again with the old villain coming back.
Yeah. I mean, it is I'm ready to hate. I'm ready to hate again. I almost always feel like this on Patriots Week where I'm 23, so I did not catch the brunt of – I mean, I got the tail end of it. Don't get me wrong. But I didn't live the full scope of the Patriots are the bane of your existence. And so I don't think I have quite the same deep-rooted hate for the Patriots that someone like you may have, Derek. And so I come into these weeks and I'm like, whatever. I hope they win. But I don't hope they win any more than any other weeks. And then I get halfway through the week and I hear some Boston radio host say something or a Patriots player say something. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm ready for Josh Allen to go curb stomp Drake May.
Yeah. Worst of all is anytime there's a clip from NBC Sports Boston, I'll never forget the wind game where that one turned into, the 9-month reign of the Buffalo Bills is over.
Yeah.
And then a couple months after that, the perfect playoff game happens. So loved that.
I don't know if there will ever be a more satisfying result.
We did a morning of reaction show to that game. That's how sweet it was. That's where the hatred comes from, Owen.
Yes.
We did a morning after reaction show.
I respect
And I hosted that one. And it was great. Just people calling in saying, how cathartic was that? So, yeah, it's good to have the hate back for a division foe.
It really is.
It's there. It's there. It's palpable. It is one of those things where you get to go ahead and, like, obviously your generation younger, like, they don't really have anything to draw back on. But for a lot of fans, you don't have to go very far.
Right.
You can dial back 10 years ago.
And we're back into
the feelings. Sal Capaccio and I. This week on the Extra Point Show, he brought up the Just Give It to Him game.
Right.
And getting the highlights from that was just the comments.
Yeah.
Like, Sal tagged me in it, like, hey, brought this up with Derek. And everyone is just like, yeah, this is the day I really started to hate the Patriots. Like, it wasn't Brady. Bledsoe was the quarterback.
Right.
And the poor officiating in that one. Just giving him the first down where he does not clearly have it, the pass interference call on a Hail Mary, which is almost never called these days. The reason I have to say almost is because I saw it.
It happens.
And it was not PI.
Yeah.
So I understand it from that one because that one's where, like, I'm a child. I don't understand. But I got to live through the rest of it. I'll tell you that much.
Right. We know what's coming, and we know how it feels.
Yes, we know how it feels. That's the big thing about it. And I think that part of it with New England has always been like that drought also was majority the Bills' fault. But New England's presence didn't help because outside of 1 year, you were fighting for a wild card.
Right.
That was it. That was all you were able to do.
You were hoping and praying to sneak in. That's what eventually happened.
And there were only two of those. Not that I need to remind many people of that, but there used to only be two of those. So, but then, of course, Brady leaves the division. The Patriots, start a little bit of a decline. And then the two seed goes away from having a bye.
Right.
Where the Bills would have
loved it.
I would, the amount of times they've been the two seed.
Right.
To have that extra week off would have been incredible. I think they probably get through one of these if that becomes the case. They don't suffer the injuries they do against Pittsburgh in the wild card, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then A.J. Klein doesn't have to be called out of retirement.
Right. Oh, we're still just former future Bill
somehow
rattling around in my head.
Somehow I'm going to blame the Patriots for that one too.
Of course.
But, they have Mac Jones and everyone. Like, this is what the Patriots did to you for 20 years, by the way, that they draft McCorkle Jones and everyone started shaking their boots. That entire draft class has become one of the worst of all time.
Yeah.
Not a single real hit on them. Trevor Lawrence is still with his same team, but he's being paid way too much money.
He looks good right now.
He looks.
William Cohen in that offense.
He's okay.
Jacoby Myers is making them good, allowing Brian Thomas Jr. to just be a field stretcher. I'm ready to listen on the Jags. I'm not there. I'm ready to listen.
But even then, Lawrence has taken a long time to look
right
solid.
He's not been.
And he's paid the second highest salary in the National Football League.
That is crazy.
So there's the problem, is that he's also not matching up to a contract.
Right.
Everyone else is already at least on their second team. At least. So, actually, I don't know. They might all be on thirds at this point. Mac Jones, three teams.
Yep.
Trey Lance, three teams. Zach Wilson, three teams.
Wow.
Justin Fields, three. Oh, my God, man. Yeah. Wow. All right. At least three teams.
Erase that draft class from history.
Yeah, right? That quarterback draft class clearly shows that the pandemic really did hurt scouting and college football development.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But it all comes back. Like, that's what the Patriots did to everyone, though. They draft Mac Jones. And everyone's like, oh, God, they gave Jones to Belichick, the guy that might have been taken number three overall. He falls all the way to New England. Great. But before that, everyone was terrified that New England would get Fields.
Right.
So
how's that going?
That's what New England did to everyone. Don't forget, it was a fear thing, much like a Canada goose. It was lurking, and you're like, oh, God, I don't want to get near that. oh man, we can't let Justin Fields or Mac Jones go to that.
These elite,
these incredible
superstars,
these incredible quarterbacks, and
Mac Jones might get paid this summer though.
Mac Jones is kind of turning it around, but we'll Belichick, even the end of Belichick was so cathartic in a way. The way that the Bills put them down in the postseason with that game, yeah, Brady's not there, so you don't get the full experience. But Belichick tormented this franchise with other quarterbacks as well. He puts up a double-digit win season, doesn't make the playoffs, with Brady out all year.
Right.
So he gets Matt Castle effectively paid. But that's the thing. Former Bill, Matt Castle.
Yes.
And with Phillip Rivers coming back, everyone is a game.
Everybody's eligible.
Everyone's eligible. But that's what they did to you. That's what they did to all of us. And for that to be back, it has a different face. The Patriots have different faces here. Drake May seems incredibly likable, unfortunately. Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Annoyingly so.
Annoyingly likable. And then Mike Vrabel. I have always been irritated by Vrabel from dating back to the Titans days.
Oh, I like Vrabel a lot.
I don't know. I think it's awesome. I don't know what it is about him. I just don't like him. And he's effective. He's a good coach. Very. Maybe that's what I don't like about him.
Right, that he's good and that now he's in good. The division.
And he made the Titans relevant for a little while, I guess, is one of those other things. My hate for that team is unexplainable. And I will never be able to let it go.
I don't really feel anything for Tennessee. I don't have anything on
it. I don't know what it is. It's like your father with Atlanta.
Yeah, right.
It's not really explainable, but there's hate.
Right. I it's so interesting because, like you said, we and I even said just now, we know what this has felt like, but the context now is so different than it has ever been for these two teams. This is now, the Bills are good. How good, we don't really know, but we know what they do have, and that's Josh Allen. And they've got a coach that is holding together the defense. And now it's not the passing of the torch that you saw when Tom Brady was leaving and that whole organization was just starting to really take that downhill sort of slope. This is different. This is a contender that doesn't look like it's going to slow down in the Bills, and a new emergence of a young head coach and quarterback duo that I think is going to stick around for a while. And that's very different than what we've seen in past, like the last time that this changing of the guard occurred, right? And I think it's really interesting how it will impact what the Bills' approach is moving forward, not just in this game and not just this season, what they try and do, but knowing that you've now got a foe to really focus on in the division. It's not the Chiefs anymore that you have to worry about playing every year, even though you play them every year and you want to beat them every year. But this is you got to play these guys twice a year and you're going to be at war, I think, every year for a while now. Because I think that Drake May is legit, and I think Vrabel is legit, and I think they got space to add more. And I think it's going to be tough. And that's why this game just feels like the start of something so important in this rival. Like the first game this year, week five, Patriots were what? Were they 2-3 or 3-2 at that point?
They were
3-2 or 2-3. I know they lost the Steelers.
They were 3-2 because then by week six, the Patriots take over the lead for the division, right, and have not let it back since.
That was a very different feeling matchup. That was, you know, the Bills are cruising 4-0, like just keep cruising. And, you know, they hit a road bump. It took a few weeks to get us to where we are now, I think, which is the Patriots are a legit problem we've got to worry about. And now we're really toe to toe with them. And now this matchup on Sunday, I think, is the biggest game between these two teams in a long, long time. I mean, the playoff games have been huge. And now this is, you know, getting close to that, I think.
When it comes to regular season games that have felt this important, I can't really be dragged into many of them. Because, like, even the wind game was, it took the weather to stop. It took extreme weather to stop the Bills that day. And other than that, New England has kind of rolled over a decent amount of times with the Bills, and stakes were not really there for them by then. Last year, they had the division clinch before they even play New England, either time. So it's been a while since there's been a regular season game with impact in it. There's been a while since the regular season has meant something to both of these teams concurrently in a matchup. There is the playoff game. There's stakes aren't any higher than that.
No.
Losing the playoffs, you're out. I think that this is where it's going to get fun again, because now, instead of running the division like you have, it kind of turns into maybe the AFC North.
Right.
Where there might be a different winner between the two of you every couple of years now. I do wonder what happens with New England this offseason. They have had a schedule that they've been able to take advantage of and not apologize for. So I don't know how good they are really when it comes to the playoff field.
Right. I mean, they've got three wins over teams over 500.
One of them is the Bills, though.
Exactly.
So they're it. But the thing is that the way that they won against Buffalo, against Tampa, and actually Tampa now is exactly at 500. So that's the thing. Like, New England is, they're weird. They're a weird team. They're winning their games. They're not apologizing for who they've had to play. And yet, the Bills are favored. Why are they favored? Well, it's because...
history.
What? Not only that, but who have you beaten?
Right.
And that's the other part of it. The Bills have a chance to do something narratively to a team that has typically only been done to them as of late.
Right. They're now in the spot that every team comes into playing them as. Well, I mean, not necessarily. They're favored still in this game. But what they're trying to do is knock off the guys ahead of them. They're trying to establish, you're not as good as you think you are. We're going to come into your house and we're going to beat you. And that's a position that the Bills often find themselves defending against. And so I'm really interested to see how they handle that. I think that's something that McDermott can really kind of leverage in the locker room to get these guys going. I think there's storylines all over this game that are motivational factors for guys. And I think it's going to be intense. It's going to be cold. It's going to be December football. And it's going to be awesome. I am so excited for this game.
I think the other part of it is you get to frustrate them by pushing a narrative.
Right.
Because the narrative is, who have you played? Yeah, you got us in week four or week five, but who have you played? And if they lose at home to Buffalo, then that turns into, yeah, who have you played? The national media can turn that so quickly right. against New England in a way of like, oh, you've been punching above your weight class, but it's because who you played. It's not because you're any good. Because I respect my sanity, I don't think I'll ever be able to listen to like Boston radio. but that said, if there is a loss here to the Bills, I feel like I'll ask everyone, hey, let me know how it goes, because that right. should be fun.
I think that there is, if they go out there and they lift a win off of them, I think it puts the Patriots in a position where now they're, is it Miami from a few years ago? Are they going to slip up? Are they going to trip up and let the Bills right back in it? Is there internal pressure, external pressure in that market? What's going to happen there? Because, like I said, there's just all these narratives in this game that can lead so many different places depending on the outcome, how it looks, what May does, what Josh does, all of this. It's all going to be really interesting to watch unfold and to watch how the narrative changes after.
Or could it be, oh, it's just not the Bills' year. That might be the other side of the narrative on that.
Right.
803-0550 is the number to call. As we get connected with our fans, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Larry in South Florida. Larry, welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Oh, and I usually talk to you guys in the morning and during the week, so this is kind of a nice little change for me. Two things. So regarding the Bills, I think as long as Josh just keeps doing Superman things and we don't turn the ball over, even if Benford's out, you know, we got to stop taking stupid penalties. And if we can do that, I think we beat them, and we'll actually beat them pretty handily. But again, we got to keep Shaq Thompson on the field. I think he's a major difference maker in the run game for us. And I think if we can make them one-dimensional, we're going to beat them. Now, the other thing is, because I'm glad, Owen, you're here, How is it possible that the Vancouver Canucks traded their best player, which I still think is the best player of that draft, even though I love Darlene.
Yeah.
How is it possible that they can make a move like that? And Kevin Adams, when he's basically about to be fired, which he should have been fired 3.5 years ago, is sitting on his hands doing nothing. If I were he, I'd be moving mountains to try to make some sort of move that makes my team better, which I don't think anyone wants to come to Buffalo anyway. But how can he just sit idle, gentlemen? And then this off season, it's just nauseating. All right, great. So if we win tomorrow night, we're back to 500. Woohoo! Which means I think this will be the fifth time this year that we're at 500 and then we lose the next game to go below. I just, you know, Owen, you're a hockey guy. Could you please explain to me how the Sabres are going to turn this around? Because it's painful to think. I mean, here's the stat that drives me nuts. You don't even have to be in the top 50% to get in the league. The playoffs. You just got to be in the top 50% in your conference,
right?
Which means you could actually be in the bottom 50% and still make the playoffs, and we can't even do that. Like, how is that possible, gentlemen? Please talk me off this Sabre ledge.
Larry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, man. And we're going to have to speed run these answers. We got to get to Matthew Schaaf here coming up on the other side. Real quick, I'll say, I don't want a potentially dead man walking making moves on my team.
Yes.
Please, no thank you. If he's going to be moved on from, it's like the Dolphins, how they got rid of Chris Greer before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And then the Bills actually felt the impact of that.
Right. And I think that the reality is that I don't think that the Sabres were in a position to allow any big moves like that to happen with the man in charge that's in charge at this moment. That may be changing shortly, is what it sounds like. So I think that there is absolutely a possibility that things shift in a major way very soon.
Larry, I'm glad you had these points. We're going to put a pin in that, though.
Yes.
Because we have football to keep going through. 1 o'clock, we're going to dive deeper into hockey with the Sabres, with the Quinn Hughes trade, everything like that. So keep it posted here if you want to hear more on that.
I got a Tristan Jarry take to get into.
Yeah, there we go. So we'll get to plenty of hockey as well. Matthew Schaaf coming up on the other side. It's the fantasy football playoffs. We're here to do a public service for everybody on that case. And then Carl Jones, WIVB, joining us at 12 o'clock as well. We've got ourselves a heck of a show. And hope you're driving safe out there. Glad that we can at least be a part of it if you're driving around. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.